Track 5.
Thank you, Mr. Fokker, by Patricia Polacco, Part 1. Tricia, the little girl in the family, grew up loving books. Her mother read to her every night. Her brother brought his books home from school and read them to Tricia. She often visited her grandparents and they also read interesting stories to her. At the age of 5, she went to the kindergarten. Most of all, she wanted to read. Some of the kids in her class began to read, but not Tricia. Still, she loved being there because she could draw. The other kids enjoyed looking at her drawings. In the first grade, you will learn to read, her brother said. In the first grade, Tricia sat in a circle with the other kids. The other kids could read the letters and then the words, but Tricia saw only circles on the pages. She couldn't read. Sometimes her teacher moved on to the next person, and sometimes she helped her with every single word. Months passed. Everyone in Tricia's class could read well, but Tricia couldn't. She began to feel different. She began to feel stupid. Reading was very difficult for Tricia, and numbers were the hardest thing of all to read. She never added anything right. Then, one day, her mother got a job in another city. First, the little girl didn't want to go there. Then she said to herself, "The teachers and kids in my new school don't know how stupid I am, so I can have a better life there." She, her mother, and brother moved across the country. It took them 5 days to get to a new place. But at the new school it was the same. She tried to read, but she couldn't. The ran. She was reading like a baby in the third grade. She was also very bad at math. She gave the wrong number every time. "Hey, stupid!" a boy shouted on the playground. "Why are you so stupid?" Other kids stood near him and laughed. Tricia felt very bad and started crying. Tricia didn't want to go to school. "I have a sore throat," she often said to her mother. Or, "I have a stomachache." She dreamed more and more, and she drew more and more. Tricia started the fifth grade. There was a new teacher called Mr. Fokker. He was tall and elegant. Once Mr. Fokker saw Tricia's painting, he said, "This is brilliant! Do you know how talented you are?" The next day Tricia stood up and read. The kids began to laugh loudly. Mr. Fokker said, "Stop! Are all of you so perfect that you can look at another person and find a mistake?" That was the last day anyone laughed at Tricia. Now only Eric made fun of her. Tricia didn't know why. He waited for her by the door of the classroom and pulled her hair. Tricia was afraid of him and always felt scared and alone.